Shabbos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbos Bavli, Daf Ayin Dalad. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Tesma base on the second line, Bahaboyo. Mishnah said Bahaboyo, one who is Boyo, one who selects. Amr Yudan, Yesh Shu Boyo at Soyos Kolayoim Beinu Mishchayev, Yesh Shu Noito, Kigoygos, Umiyad Mishchayev. Yudan said there's a case of one who selects pebbles the entire day and he's not liable, and there's one who takes a Goygos, a size of a fig, and he is liable immediately. He chavida he yoshev al gabi kui ubara soyus kolayim in a mischayev not al sefiyodei the goygus ubira chayev. What's the case? If he was sitting by a stack and selecting pebbles the entire day, he's not liable. If there are still pebbles inside, because he didn't fix it. If he took in his hand the amount of the goygus and selected all the impurities from it, then he is liable. Yona boy also came b'shabbos al dak the beishamay mahu sheichayev. Yona asked that. On Yom Tov, Beis Shammai says that one selects the good from the bad and eats it. Beis Hillel says he selects normally. If one did so on Shabbos, according to Beis Shammai, is he liable? And Ale, Rabbi Yossi, Velamaloi, Ilo Ocha Kein, Beis Shabbos, Al the Beis Hillel, Shema Einachai, Baruch Achayim. Rabbi Yossi answered that why should he not be liable? If he did on Shabbos, like one does on Yom Tov, according to Beis Hillel, is he not liable? And they also, according to Beis Shammai, if one did on Shabbos, like he does on Yom Tov, he's liable. Amma Rabbi Mana Yos, Amma Rabbi Yona, Abba should say, Lo Asya Ela Al De Beis Shammai. Rabbi Mana rejected that and said it was proper that my father Rabbi Yona asked only according to Beis Shammai. Lama, why is it a question only according to Beis Shammai? Shehutu Mechlal Beira, Beyom Tuf, Lehutu Mechlal Beira, Beshabbos. The answer is because Beis Hillel hold that Beira was totally permitted on Yom Tuf, surely one is liable on Shabbos. Perhaps Beis Shammai agree, or they hold that Beira was totally not permitted on Yom Tuf. Oichel from Solis is not considered Beira, good from bad is not Beira, so it's permitted even on Shabbos. Here are Oichelim, Mitoich Oichelim. Chif here are Machayev, Rabbi Yochanan Mapater. If one selected food he does not want now, from food he does want now, Chif here obligates and Rabbi Yochanan exempts. Nasnitha Pligal al Chif here, Da'ama Beira, Va'ichel Beira, Maniach al Shulchan. The Gemara asks, there's a Baisa that disagrees with Chif here. It says that when we select and eat, and we may select and leave on the table. Rabbi Bachia, quoting Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, said that the case is that guests were eating immediately when he leaves on the table. The Baisa says it's permitted as long as he did not select the entire species. If he did so on Shabbos, he's liable. According to Chizkiah, the Baisa forbids selecting the entire species because one who selects normally on Shabbos, he is liable. According to B'yochanan, it forbids selecting the entire species for one who selects normally and does not eat any, rather puts it elsewhere, he is liable. And that's the Chizkiah, afilo igulin min goy igulin afilo remoinim min goy remoinim. According to Chizkiah, even if a fig cake, which is large, amidst fig cakes, or a pomegranate amongst pomegranates, is forbidden. Oikini afilo b'nei nash, min goy b'nei nash. The Gemara asks, well, if so, he should forbid even selecting people from people. Maikadoin, the Gemara asks, what was the conclusion? How do we rule? Well, amamoidi lahadod Rabbi Imi. Everyone agrees to permit in the way of Rabbi Imi. Rabbi Imi, havalei orchin, apik, temehoin, tumathin, upsilein, amalain, hevi. Even da'atchem da'asun mechol kisaya b'sofa. Rabbi Imi had guests. He put in front of them lupines mixed with their undesired parts. He told them, "Intend that you will eat the undesired parts at the end, and this permits you to separate it now." Tani ein boyurin loytechnen v'loy markidin. A boyur atechnen hamarkid b'shabbos niskal. The Yom Tov says he gives our boyim. The Baisa says we may not select, grind, or sift. One who selects, grinds, or sifts on Shabbos receives stoning, and on Yom Tov he receives 40 lashes. The Gemara asks the Mishnah one may select normally in his garment or in a plate on Yom Tov. And Rabbi Chanina in Tunya, says that the price is like Gamliel, because Gamliel says that one may even put water on lentils in a kli and remove the chaff that floats. He holds that even Beis Hillel don't totally permit Breira on Yom Tov, He said even according to Beishamai. Ratanin and Shabbos Ramagamniel are you sheikh came as a populin, Rechayim Shilahem, Mutletrain Vaoslevu. The Gemara asked the question, a Mishnah teaches the people of Gamaliel's house would grind peppers in their grinder on Yom Tov. Behold, the grinding is permitted and Bayu is forbidden. Grinding is done before Bayu. Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi La Ehutra Tachina Kadarka. The Gemara answers Rabbi Yossi, quoting Rabbi Ilah said that he did not permit grinding normally. Menan shem Bayu in Rulay Tachina and Rulay Marakidin. The Gemara asks, what is the source that we may not select, grind, or sift? The Bayu said that one is, receives lashes to leave on Yom Tov. Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Rabbi Yossi, quoting Rabbi Reish Lakish, answers, the Pasuk says in Shemoyis Peg Yubayis, Sukkim, Tezayin, and Yudayin, that you shall not do any malacha on them until, and you shall guard the matzah. According to the letter of the law, one must guard matzah from fermenting from the time of kneading. The Pasuk forbids malachas that precede this. Tani, Rabbi Yossi, boy, klum lamdu letavshil, she say mikam. Rabbi Yossi objects that did we learn the heter to cook on Yom Tov from here? Surely we didn't. You cannot learn from here the extent of the heter. Rabbi Yossi le amakein, el Rabbi Yossi b'shem, Rabbi Shimon lakish, ach, asher yechelechol nefesh hu levado yesalachem, ad ushmatim esamad says. The answer is Rabbi Yossi didn't say this. Rather, Rabbi Yossi said in the name of Reish Lakish, the Pasuk says in Shemoyis Peg Yubayis, Pasuk Tezayin and then Pasuk Yud Zayin, that what is eaten by any soul, that alone may be performed for you. And the next Pasuk says, then you shall watch over the matzahs. Meaning that the Torah permits malachas from when one must guard matzah, meaning from kneading and onwards. Tani Chizkiya Upaleg Achu Shisel Vadoi Kari Elum Niutim Shelikso Leitzvain Lelehaukid Meyomtis. Chizkiya taught a writer that disagrees. The word ach, hu levadoi, are three exclusions. That one may not reap, grind, or sift on Yom Tov. Vera, Rebchia, Ba'ashi, B'shem Shmuel, Mosham Mechai, B'shem Bayra. Vera, quoting Rebchia, Ba'ashi, said one who strains wine is liable for Bayra. Amma Vera, Loim Estavra, Loim Eshem Merakes. Vera said, this is unreasonable, rather he's liable for sifting. Rebbi Yona, Rebbi Yosef, Trehon Amrin, Rekadnisa, Havinan Amrin, Yeus am Rabbi Zeira, Omar am Rake Kemach, the Melamalan, the Salus Melamatan, Af Mashama Yahim Melamatan, Shmorim Melamalan. Again, Rabbi Yossi said that originally we used to say that Rabbi Zeira said correctly, just like one who sifts flour, regular flour, is above, and the Salus, which is a fine flour, is below, also straining wine is below, and the dregs are above. Veleavinan Amin Klum, Lama Shirta Mechlal Beira, Hutta Mechlal Shimro, Rabbi Yona and Rabbi Yossi retracted. They said we were wrong. What's the reason? Beira was permitted on Yom Tov, and straining was permitted. Beira was permitted. One may select normally in a garment or in a plate. Straining was permitted. One may put wine into a hanging strainer on Yom Tov. There was no heter for sifting. Dama Rabbi Chanina ben Yasa b'shem Rav Yehuda ein trainis hakemach avam merkidim lachoyi hanapa. Chanina ben Yasa, quoting Rabbi Yehuda, said that we don't sift flour that was sifted before Yom Tov a second time when Yom Tov means normally, but we may sift it through passing it through the back of a sieve. In Tema Mishum Merakid hu yehei ofer. If you'll say that straining is sifting, it should be forbidden. Dama Rabbi Yasa b'rabun the Dilma, Rabbi Yehuda, the Tani, the Shem, Rabbi Yehuda, the Machshiri, Oichal Nefesh, Hitiru. Rabbi Yehuda Rabun said that perhaps this heter through the back of a sieve is like Rabbi Yehuda, because it was taught with the name of Yehuda, but they permitted Machshiri, Oichal Nefesh. Boy, Dal Milsa, Mao, Lishnez, Vekemach, Lachari, Anapa, Kerabonon. You may ask, may one re-sift flour through the back of the sieve, like Rabonon. The Gemara continues, Vatechen, the Mishnah said, one who grinds is one of the 39 melachas. Hahein de shachak melach chasaf pilpilin chayav mishum teichen. One who crushes salt, earthenware, or peppers is liable for grinding. Hahein de chasha gugab sin moitz chol offer chayav mishum rakid. One who sifts bran, sand, or earth is liable for sifting. Hahein de gaval gugab sin offer kilurin velugma simanim chayav mishum lash. one who needs bran, earth, ingredients for an eye ointment, is liable for kneading. One who kneads, smooths the dough with water, or arranges dough into loaves, all of them are liable on Shabbos due to kneading. The Abba Bamamo buys Taman, Amachayev al Nishasav al Arichasav al Afiyasa, Achav al Menachim. But Abba Bamamo asks that there, the Issa to ferment Menachos, it says that he's liable for kneading, arranging, and baking, and he says that arranging is due to kneading. Ela Taman, Yeshloi Lachleik, Chayev al Achas Achas, Bamacha, Ena Chayev al Achas. Now, since there, there's reason to divide. The Torah said that one is liable for fermenting, and added an Issa to bake Chomet to teach that one is liable for each act by itself. Here, he's liable only once. At Chami, Afia Toledes LeBishul V'at Amachim. Gemara, if you see that baking is a Toledah of cooking, in the Mishkan, they cooked ingredients but they didn't bake. Why do you say that the Mishnah says that baking is of? And again, the Taninan say the Issa Taninasa Imahen. The answer is because it's because we taught the order of making and baking a dough, they taught baking with them. Bahain, the oven, you say, Gukadrin, Mashiach, Kilus, Shari, Zifus, Shari, Mason. One who heats Giractin wood and sap exudes, melt in congealed Kilus oil, pitch or Musarin is liable for cooking. We have all Bishem Rabbi Yossa, Bachanina, Hamatich, Avar Chayav Mishum Mevashal. Yavo, quoting Rabbi Yosef Bachanina, said that one who melts lead is liable for cooking. One who roasts, fries, overcooks, or smokes, which is meat, all are liable for cooking. Bishel Bachami Tiveria Mao, if one cooks in the hot spring water of Tiveria, what is the law? Chizki Amar Asa, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mutter. Chizki forbids it, and Rabbi Yochanan permits it. Amar Bimana, Azlis Likisoin, Uchamis, Rabbi Zvikan b'shem Chizki and Chizki Sichalei. Rav Manna said, I went to Kisaron and I heard Rav Zvikan quoting Chizki that Chizki was unsure about it. Pesach she is bashel b'chamit Tiveria Ma'u. The Gemara asked, according to Chizki, if Korban Pesach was cooked in the Chamit Tiveria, what's the law? If one roasted afterwards, may one eat it? Train Amoraim, Amoraim Chad Amar as Asa v'chana Amar Mota. The answer is two Amoraim argued about this, one forbade it and one permitted it. Nanda Amar Asa, I'll tell you when you know of Hashem Roshal Balayim. Imam Dama Mutter, ki imsi eish, roshay akov al kiboy. One who forbade learns from the pasuk in Shmoyt Yud Beis Pasuk Tes, you may not eat it raw or cooked in water. And also this is called Mavushal. One who permits learns from the pasuk there that says, the same pasuk says, only roasted in fire its head with its legs and with its innards. Meaning the only processing through fire was roasting. All the shirim of the avos melachos, if they are for human food, it's the size of a goygeres or a fig. If it's for an animal, it's enough to fill a kid's mouth. If it's fuel to cook, it's enough to cook an easy egg to cook means a chicken egg. If it's for weaving, it's like a full sit, which is different. One can separate his middle and index fingers. If it's for spinning, it's like a full double sit, which is a distance. One can separate his thumb from his index finger. Now, I agree with the now. The Mishnah said that it's an abulacho, one who shears wool. Gazav stamah, if one sheared stam, he didn't specify whether it was for weaving or for spinning, what's the law? We learn from the following bais that if one took out ink into the street, if it was on a quill, means stamach he is liable for enough to write two letters. If it was in order to correct, means for mistake, then she has enough to correct one letter. The mantanin and hashir is a behol, oise mokem nukupitz, mikal mikal, matolish esa sea, vashay vizenu, mimakoimai. The Mishnah teaches that one who slaughters a bechor, he makes a smooth place for the knife on each side and detaches the hair. As long as he does not move it from its place, one may not shear a bechor. Similarly, one who detaches hair to inspect a blemish does not move it. Rabbi Elav, Hashem, Shtei Rish Lakish, Hatoilesh, Melakodshim, Potter. We're now quoting Rish Lakish, that one who detaches hair from Kodshim is exempt. Amar Yaakov Ba'acha, Reish Lakish, Kedate, Deif Palgun, Hatayis Fekodjim, Rabbi Yochanan Amachayev, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Amar Potter. Yaakov Ba'acha said that Reish Lakish taught as he taught elsewhere. Because he and Rabbi Yochanan disagreed about this, one who detaches from Kodjim, Rabbi Yochanan obligates and Reish Lakish exempts. Bimi Aboy, Rechava should say to Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish, should say to Tana, Atoilesh, Kanaf, Ba'is, Hamota, Vakoitma, Chayev, Mishum, Shalish, should say to Amorish, Shimon Ben Lakish, Atoilesh, Chayev, Mishum, Goyviv, Hamota, Chayev, Mishum, Meichek, Hakoitma, Chayev, Mishum, Makor, Patish. Bimi asked the question, Reish Lakish contradicts himself. One who plucks feathers from a bird, removes hair from the feather and cuts off the end, is liable three times. And Reish Lakish said that the plucking is liable for shearing, removing hair is liable for smoothing, and cutting off the end is liable for makor v'patish. Reish Lakish said, "Ama Rabbi Yosi v'Rabun v'lei peligun v'lei damia oish she'ein diva lishafa hi givafa v'amhacha ein echayav ad shiglos." Rabbi Yosi v'Rabun answered that there's no contradiction. A bird, which has no wall shearing, plucking is its shearing. However, here an animal detaching is not its shearing. Tendel lechoshu kain. Etani talash min amisa chayev tlishofa zuhi givyofa. And we bring a support from Abai. If one detached from a dead bird, the same applies to a live bird. He's liable. Detaching is its shearing. Amalabanai, the Mishnah said that one who launders it is done av malacha. Ahein de megafer, I should say, a laminyan chavlin likma hada idsa de shalka afa de shalka ma'azala. One who rubs wood for sulfur to make kalim, or rubs ropes in order to make a garment of the bathhouse, or a woman who puts a mud pack on her face, or on fabric, and a tailor who puts a thread in his mouth, all these whiten, and they are told this of laundering. Quoting the Rabbon Lukisan said that Mainten, which is a rock woven into a garment, it's cleansed only through fire. One's liable for it for laundering. A manapsei, the Mishnah said that one who is manapsei, which is bangs wall to crush and remove impurities, or tentatively separates clumps into fibers, or tentatively brushes and combs it, is another form of the word manapsei. Ahein, the nafis, siv, hutzin, guma, chayav, mishum, manapsei. One who is manapsei shoots that grow around palm trees, palm leaves, or reeds, is liable for manapsei.